I opened my eyes and remember drum class as a 7-year-old girl. Proud to be the only girl. Ready to drum. Ready to join the boys and men. Curious to learn. But I had tiny hands. Weak hands. And after only a few classes, I was struck out. To join the girls and mothers, to join the patriotic songs of weeping women, to a place where words were hunger, to describe the drumbeat of soldiers and of the strength of men and their guerrilla warfare. The heartbreak of 1,000 crows in the monsoon, these women were losing their husbands, losing their right to choose, giving up to the clenched fists of stronger soldiers from the other side. Like Bengal tigers shot down. These women lost their daughters to near extinction. I sang songs of nationalism with wide eyes, a useless and saddened heart, amongst the tales of the despair of buried intellects. I shared in the sorrow of the tales of those who used a pen for the love of words. Only yet, they were driven into the blood-stricken paddy fields, bodies floating by the side of burlier soldiers who had both guns and their language as their weapon. Songs were a crucible for living, and I use my little fingers to play that accordion as we sung like buffaloes being hunted down in the wild of the Nevada hills. Fearful for our lives, furious running, fighting, knowing the inevitable, I sang songs telling tales I never knew of, with women of the candlelight who gave me stern eyes and Tagore folded in crumpled lined paper that smelt of lipsticks and an A&A. Denis plays at home and my world smells of Yardley and talcum powder. These were the women of Jasmine and the Revolution. These were the poems of the heartbroken, the women of candlelight. We sang songs of redemption on that accordion, hiding the secrets of hands over the mouths of fallen women. Women who cleaned up the mess of men and their car crashes. Separated from all dignity, and I was no longer a child, no longer that tomboy. I played and played that accordion like a hunted fox, with the songs of women of candlelight, sorrowful. Knowing I could never close my eyes again, knowing I could never be a child again.